abayenzayo ogogo ukuthi uthole ukuthi uzobe egqokile ngaphansi, okay, vele ugqokile ipitikoti, agqoke mhlawumbe isikedi neko ngaphezulu kube iphinifa.
Kwakuwumthetho, kwakuwumthetho. I remember at home kushada umalumekazi wami. I did not know iminyaka yakhe at the time because ngangiyingane, but kade ngikhuluma ngalento izolo with one of my friends ukuthi if I'm counting back the years, she was 25 ngalesikhathi eshada nomalume wami. Apparently sebedivosile ke manje. Efika ekhaya ezoshada wayefakwa isketi, afakwe ulong sleeve, afakwa iphinifa ngaphezulu, mese fakwa iduku, mese sefakwa iscarf, yabo. So that everyone ozofika ezongena la endlini khona ezobona ukuthi yabo, this one is an outsider, akasiyena wakamyeza lo, umakoti wakamyeza, yabo. Zonke lezo zinto lezo asazi ukuthi zazenzwakalani, but we promise la kwi-Women's Work Thursday ukuthi we're gonna bring you ama-expect. Mhlawumbe azosichazela ukuthi why kwakufanele ukuthi ingane yabantu mizoshada, because mina as uhlengiwe myeza angi-imagine nje ngifakwa isiketi eside sihubhazelayo, ngifakwa u-long sleeve, i-weather ithi 36 degrees, ngifakwa iphinifa, ngifakwa iduku, ngifakwe nesikhafu ngaphezulu. Okay, I understand. Uma kunama family traditional ceremonies kunemsebenzi, yabo, mekukuthi mhlawumbe ushada umuntu ongakholwa, uma kunale zinto zosika ezenzakalayo, okay, then to respect the elders I can wear that, but not ukuthi kube i-daily life yami. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi umalume kwazi whenever mhlawumbe ezoya edrobheni, because umalume wayengahlala ekhaya, wayehlala emsebenzini, so wayefaka imali if engakwazanga ukuthi abuye. Uma ezoyakhipha imali edrobheni uzophuma ekhaya efake lesi sikhafu noduku, mese ngiyamphelezela mese ngifika esitobhini, akhumula isikhafu, akhumula iduku, ayithintitha ayithintitha abe muhle, mese sebuya futhi uzofona sengizokwehla esitobhini, fanele ngiphume ngitininize neduku nesikhafu nephinifu, yabo. It felt like i-oppression, ukuthi ukucindezelwa, angithi yabo, because she was young, wayeshade nomalume wami emncane, but kwakufanele akhere yonke le load yokuthi umakoti.
Yeah, yes, even nasemasontweni, there was this guy, some prayer, uhamba nentombazane egqoke ishupula iduku.
Yes.
Isikete eside, ulong sleeve, na wayefanye nesikhafu ningaphezulu. And then befika kwi-prayer, ufika kwiy'ngane ey'ncane, like so snow 18-16 kanje, uzopreacha ngendlela yokugqoka. So indlela apreacha ngayo thina yabo sithi amen amen, mese siqedile sithi hayi ngeke udlala ngathi, wena ufuna sigqoke isikete eside, ufuna yabo, sabona ukuthi like yazi ukuthini le nto ayenza, wenza ukuthi thina singabe comfortable ngezinto esiyigqokayo, sa-understand ukuthi okay, into emfishane awuyigqoke esontweni. Manje fanele ngiba ugogo ngisho uqile iduku, so kwaba naleyo nto nje, njalo beqede nje kwi-leader esimtshela ukuthi hayi udlala ngathi lo muntu omletha lakuthini. Even nomngani wami azowasho ukuthi mina angeke ngikwazi ukusonta kula masonto just because nen nifuna ukuthi umuntu aguge agqoke. Uyambona ingane encane uthi shuqule iduku nesikete eside, awubona ukuthi ingane nomakoti lo. So fanele vele sibe youthful angithi. Manje indlela ebesenza ngayo abantu abayi-check ikhathi. Sina sifuna ukuba comfortable, ungakuthiwa 50-50. Ela malungelo uthola uthi uyigqoke ishirt nebhulukwe, ugqoke ijean, akekho formal. Kodwa umuntu ahamba nalishisani ilanga, uzofaka iduku una 18. Ungashadile.
Yeah, lokho noxolo kungcono if umuntu ezokwenza ezenzela yena kusuka enhlizweni yakhe. Not because khona umthetho abekelwe wona ukuthi as a woman you should look like this. Yabo. Because ekugcineni at the end of the day akekho umuntu obekela abantu besilisa umthetho yokuthi you should look like this. But as for women, umuntu wesifazane siphume ekhathini loxolo, because sizongena kule topic yethu ye polyandry, ukuthi siphume ekhathini la abantu besifazane babengavumelekile ukuthi basebenze. If umuntu wesifazane babengavumelekile futhi ukuthi bafunde, to be educated. So the only thing that made umuntu wesifazane to be worthy kwakuwumuntu wesilisa. So you were worthy because unendoda, you were worthy because ushadile khona la ushadile khona. So besides, ngifuna ukuthini, uma ungenayo umuntu wesilisa empilweni yakho noma ungashadile, babeze badelelane ukuthi nje awuyinto yalutho. It's not like, it's like you are not a woman enough. Ngobani awushadile? But ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi kuqhamuka ekhathini la even as the Bible readers, okay, as a person who studied theology, ngiyakhumbula ukuthi even ka Israel, when uNkulunkulu gave out the law to Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant, when uNkulunkulu made a covenant with Abraham, kwabo ukuthi the boy child will be circumcised. That circumcision, it is a covenant sign. You are Jewish. Angithi yabo ukuthi ungum Israel. Then the question remained. Yokuthi then for a woman, kuzongenza yini ezongenza ukuthi ngibe yiJuda? Yini ezongenza ukuthi mina ngibe umIsrael? Yini into ezongenza ukuthi mina ngibe isizukulwane sika Abraham? Because uma abantu besilisa icircumcision yabo ibenza babe ama fully Jews. Uma ungasokile, for them kwakukuthi you are not a fully Jew. Kwakukuthi ke wena njengomuntu esifazane, what makes you a Jew, ubaba wakho. So forever you submit under a man. Uma uphuma endlini kababa wakho, kufanele kube ukuthi unomuntu wesilisa empilweni yakho, usushadile. Then your husband will make you a fully Jew. Angithi yabo umJuda wangempela. So if lento mina ngiyibuka ke ukubona kahle ngiwe lokho, this is not in the book. Kushuko sishuthi abantu besifazane bangaleso sikhathi, they were not allowed to be independent. Yabo ukuthi bayimele, ngoba uma uphuma umuzi wakho njengomuntu wesifazane, building your own home, you won't be a Jew, ngoba akekho ubaba wakho like on the roof as a covering, and yet you don't have a husband as a covering. Okusho ukuthi umuntu wesifazane ngaso sonke isikhathi kwakufanele ukuthi abe ngaphansi komuntu wesilisa ukuze ezoba yiJuda eliphelele. So lokho akugcini ukwenzakala on the Jewish culture kuphela, sikubonile kwenzakala even to us as Africans. Yabo ogogo bethu, oma wethu, they were discriminated by other women ngokuthi wena awushadile. Especially mhlambe uma mhlambe umuntu wesifazane esomfelokazi, yabo kwakukuthi nje lo akufanele asondele eduzane kwabantu besilisa bethu, ngobani? Usefuna abantu besilisa kwethu. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi my mom used to tell me a story. Mina, my mom conceived me at the age of 16 years. Yabo uthi bonke omama basendaweni babengasafuni ukuthi iingane zabo zihambe naye, ngisho noma ngabe kuthiwa kuyiwe emfuleni, ngoba it was like uzoba corrupta, yabo uzoba corrupt uma uzobafundisa abafana, and bese befunda abafana. Ngobani? Umuntu omnengane ngalesa sikhathi kwakuba ukuthi uma unengane ngaphandle komshado, akasekho umuntu wesilisa ozokushada wena. Ngobani? Indoda ngaso sonke isikhathi must marry a virgin. Fanele athole intombi. But the question remains ukuthi uma eseshada ke eseshada netshitshi lasemkhosini omhlanga, zingaki ingane as violated? Because I think even for my dad, my late dad, for him, why am violated uma wami? But I'm sure kube why ethola ithuba ngaleso sikhathi to get married. Why ezohamba ivukele netshitshi lasendaweni amshiye uma wami nami? Angithi yabo. But sikeke unfortunately, fortunately akwenzakalanga kanjalo. Ubaba wami wahamba wayosebenza like far away from like everyone. Ngize ngaqala ukuthi ngimazi sengimdala, and by then wayeseshadile futhi vele. So lo muntu efazana ashade naye angazi mahlabe batholana kuyikona ubutshitshi noma nazo zonke izinto. So we are looking at that namhlanje noxolo in the show ukuthi we are encouraging abantu besifazane ukuthi we can proudly say leza ikhathi zengcindezi nezokucindezela. Zokuthi asifanele thina sibe nemizi, asifanele thina sibe neimoto, akufanele thina sibe educated, akufanele thina sibe independent, akufanele thina simele ukuze sibe abantu abagcwele, fanele kube nomuntu wesilisa oyicovering. Kuthina, angithi yabo. Ngithi mina praise be unto God, because thina sizalwe kulezi ikhathi la kubonakala sengathi i-system yomhlaba ifavorisha umuntu wesifazane. But now, even noma kukanjalo, khona abantu besilisa abasane mentality yokuthi it shouldn't be like that. Okay, thina ke as Christians we respect the order of God, right? Ngoba sifundisekile ukuthi order kaNkulunkulu ithi umuntu wesilisa uyinhloko is the head of the family angithi
yeah.
Yabo so umuntu osifazana uyayazi indima yakhe ukuthi kufanele ukuthi asubmite kumyeni wakhe mm-hmm. So going forward on this show maybe we'll discuss this term ye submission ukuthi what is a submission because abantu abaningi they misinterpreted the word submission
mm-hmm.
They think a submission it's when ufike ukhulume konke ukuthanda kwakho kumina njenga nomyeni wami then mm-hmm. I need to say all is well ngithule a submission it's for me not to voice out my opinion mm-hmm. If submission for me it's to stay at home and bear children and raise your children while you go out there and having fun
yeah.
For some males that is their own definition of a submission
mm.
So in this show we are going to teach you the true definition of a submission ukuthi if iBhayibheli likhuluma nge submission likhuluma ngani because
yeah.
We have misinterpreted the word submission right yeah. So ke naku ke sikulesi sikhathi ke now la kuthiwa khona ke iHome Affairs yase South Africa
yeah.
Ikhiphe ukuthi ke they are thinking basacabanga okay mm. Mina I thought it's already gazetted I thought mina it's already nje kugqiviziwe cishe ngazosa wema I thought mina already sekugqiviziwe ukuthi umuntu abantu besifazane now they can have like two husbands angithi yabo kodwa ke namhlanje la kwi car radio kulelo hlelo lethu elithi it's the woman's worth sifuna sibuke guys ukuthi if however we flip this thing around
mm-hmm.
If umuntu wesifazane could get a chance to sit in the men's chair ukuthi kungenzakalani if guys we were to do all the things that you do to us sinenzise zonke lezi zinto
bengakhala as bengakhala
kungabona bangalila bangalila yes bangalila ungabona ngendoda iphuma ihlale eminyaka egcweni inikini ikhando ngoba if guys we were to do all that you do to us kungakwenza ukuthi wena ufile kanjani so this thing ye polyandry I think ivule abantu besilisa amehlo abaningi I'm not sure noma amehlo abo ke avulekile but I assume ukuthi amehlo abavulekile ukuthi okay bekumnandi if it was them mm. Athi umuntu ngithatha unkosikazi wesibili living with no choice yabo
yeah.
Even if you say no ekugcineni umuntu wesilisa wakhona uzomthatha lo muntu wesifazane wesibili ngenkani if mina njenga nomuntu and angakunikezi ne choice noxolo yokuthi okay uma ungafuni goduka kuzosebenza amazwi anjenga nokuthi ngakulobola phela inkomo zababa zaphuma zayakini zayokulobola ngeke uzushiye lo muzi lo yena kodwa ngiyakulamanisa ngiyamlanda lo wesibili umuntu esifazana if mina ke as your wife I were to tell you that ngithi ngiyomlanda phela ke umuntu wesilisa wesibili uthi uyangishiya ngithi cha angikushiyi awungishiyi uzohlala la ube uhusband number 1 kodwa kona ukulanywa wena uzolanywa
yeah
how does it make you feel wena njenga nomuntu wesilisa watching this show ukuthi lo muntu esifazane oshade naye noma lo muntu esifazane okwi relationship naye noma lo muntu esifazane o engage naye avuke kusena kutshela ukuthi ngiyakulamanisa
kusazoshuba yabo mengasiyenzeke le nto kodwa bazothandaza ngoba siyazi ukuthi umseleku unesithembi esiningi and yena ukuthi akhe isithembu wathi ufuna abantwana abawu 20
okay mhm
ngoba efuna abantu abawu 20 nje nayo uvoicele out ke athi yena ipolyandry it is an insult
okay
so the question is why ethi insult ilonto njani ipolyandry ngoba yena usesithembini thina ngendlela mina engibuka ngayo usile uyasaba
okay ngicabanga ukuthi naye ke unezathu zakhe zokuthi athathe isithembu right we don't know thina ke njenga ne car radio ukuphawula kwethu uphawula kuka Lady Mel nokuphawula ka Noxolo, it is us siphawula thina njonga ne Carado. We are neutral on the situation. Mm-hmm. We are not saying people they are wrong. We are not saying people they are right. Umuntu fanele enze lento ehambisana naye. At the end of the day, nama values wena ophila ngawo nokuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu uma ulifunda lifike lithini empilweni yakho. So ke sizobheka ke lapha yana kuye kwaba ne debate enkantolo. Yeah, not enkantolo, I mean eParliament la South Africa. After Home Affairs isikhiphe lo mthetho lo ukuthi not ukuthi usushayiwe umthetho kuthiwa thina as South Africans we have up until the 30th of June to comment ukuthi how do we feel ngale decision le abacabanga ukuthi bayithathe. Right, kodwa lapha yana ke le information sithathe lapha ya kwi Times Life newspaper updates akade besifakele yona ukuthi iParliament ke lithini keke. So i debate ke started eParliament between the MPs ukuthi ke mase ukuthi kuthi abantu besifazane bangathatha abantu besilisa ngababili noma ngabathathu ngalokho nje wena ozoba namandla akho ukuthi bashade. Right, then ke inhlangano ke ebizwa ngokuthi iAljama party ulida ilida yakhona uHendrik he said yena this issue will confuse the children. Right, ukuthi can you imagine when a child is born now sekufanele ukuthi kwenzakale ama DNAs to test ukuthi who is the father of this child. Ngoba it means phela mina if ngise sithembini angithi nabo bashintshanisana izinsuku abantu besilisa base sithembini ukuthi namhlanje ulala kamasibanibani kusasa ulala kamasibanibani ngakusasa. So if ke women they get a chance to be on a polyandry labe shada khona abantu besilisa, it means umuntu wesifazane naye uzoyidecidela ukuthi namhlanje ulala kulendoda leya kusasa ukulala kulendoda. However, if kuphuma ingane laphaya, ingane ke will be confused ukuthi who is the father, then sekufanele ke kwenzakale iDNA ukuthi ingane ithatha siphi sibongo. Then ke women on social media, they said no, that won't be a problem if ipolyandry izokwenziwa ngalolu hlobo. If mina njengalomuntu wesifazane ngithatha isithembo, both these men they will take my surname.
Yes.
So there won't be any confusion yokuthi ingane isaza sibongo sikabani ingane nje izokhula yazi ukuthi ubaba number 1 ubaba number 2 ukuthi ke who is the biological father. Lokho nje asidingi ukwazi.
Yeah, the queen of the house. Yabo sobesa ama queen bese ku
bathi ke lokho nje asidingi ukuthi sikwazi lokho futhi uzoprotecta nabona abantu besilisa ngoba angisi siyazi ukuthi umuntu wesifazane mefika emshadweni engabathola abantwana uyathukeka kuthiwa uyinyumba yabo zonke lezo zinto lezo. But for men they will be protected however then a low sperm count however be infertile akekho zokwazi ukuthi lo muntu wesilisa akazali because ingane emisi khona then singayenza iDNA ingane yenu nobabili yabo. And abantu bathi ke we confuse the children. Mina I say the children they won't be confused. Ingane they adapt kwimpilo abayifice iphilwa emhlabeni. Ingane iyazi ukuthi ubaba lo umama lo if mom and dad they are present. For us esikhulu baba bethu bebangaka lesi silwane sithi ubaba isilwane sisithole sesibadala sesifika emasontweni sekuthiwa hawo nangubaba nangubaba. But I grew up at home ngazi ukuthi emhlabeni khona uma khona ugogo khona umkhulu khona umalume. Leli gama lika baba nje became new to me.
Yeah.
Sengimdala. So ingane ke they won't be confused. Siyazi ukuthi lapha inhlangano eljama ithi ingane they will be confused. They won't be confused. Don't worry about the children. Ingane they will adapt on the situation ukuthi udaddy number 1 no daddy number 2.
Noma baba omncane, ubaba omkhulu.
Ubaba.
Yes.
Futhi ingane mina ngiyayithanda Noxolo. Yazi ngobani? There is a child yomunye umzalwane shuthi usa wa divorce and then wa move on usenomunye umuntu wesilisa apparently shuthi mhlawumbe waphindwa move on abantu bomunye yathi ka children's church ingane mina ngino baba about 3 ubaba wami wemoto ubaba wami lo phathi sibhamu no baba wami lo ngiphathela izinto ezimnandi you see how sweet they are they easily adopt they are so sweet they are such like sweet souls ingane iyazi ukuthi ekhaya we've got a beautiful Enzo uyazi ukuthi ubaba wakho bani but uma wakhe no baba wakho sebahlukana usenobaba omusha uyasho athi mina ngithanda ubaba lo ngoba ungithengele izinto ezimnandi akakuthanda ubaba wakhe biologically ngoba ubaba wakhe ufike empilweni yakhe bekuvala utshalwa eSouth Africa uma semvula utshala uya disappear so uyazi ukuthi ngino baba lo ongithengele izinto ezimnandi then bese kuba ilo baba lo ongibona bekuvala utshalwa kuphela eSouth Africa so if they are raising a point ethi no ipolyandry lo mthetho wepolyandry awungaphasiswa because it's going to confuse the children I think even abakhale ngaphansi kwebus ingane they will easily adapt
yeah
right then mse kuba khona ke iAfrican Christian Democratic Party yona ke eveze ukuphawula kwayo ukuthi when a man would want to have his wife that night and the other man also wants to have her what are you going to do what is she going to do angithi yabo that might lead to those men confronting each other men are jealous hayibo
Ayibo
lawa politician guys no abaphume eParliament ekuhlale thina yabona lama points abawa raise ayo ukuthi lo mthetho ungaphasiswa kuyasho ukuthi amadoda I don't think ukuthi there was a woman there when the debate beyenzakala lapha eParliament yabo because uma bethi when the other men wants to have her and the other men wants to have me ayibo guys and this trend esithembini mhlambe Abesifazane yini abadecidayo ukuthi ubabulala kwami namhlanje
noma
sasulala kabani angezi ubaba odecidayo ukuthi ulala kumuphi umuzi so no man will tell a woman ukuthi namhlanje I want to have you phela ngishadile nikhethwe yimina to be in this marriage so imina ngizodecide ukuthi ngilala on which house isn't it nice
khona le ade sikhuluma endlini kuthiwa mase hambile kumuntu wesifazane emhlabeni obaba azohlala emakhandleleni avela kuthiwa
ibona abantu besilisa kufanele ehlele ba bazomboza ngoblanketi bahlale lapha yabalile emakhandleni balile emakhandleleni and they will get a chance to feel ugqoka ingubo ezimnyama for the whole year bezilile fake isigqoko la ekhanda ungahambi ngekhanda ushonelwe inkosikazi phela wena njalo so bekuyinhlangano ke lapha yana ke iAfrican Christian Democratic Party bathi nje nobona ke this is a disgrace and it is a mockery both to ireligion and iAfrican culture ukuthi ke awukwazi ke lo mthetho ke ukuphasa kodwa ke ama points abo ke abawa raiseayo ukuthi ke indoda amadoda jealous nathi si jealous njengabantu besifazane guys this is a woman's word Thursday obviously we gonna speak aside ni labantu besifazane yabo so nathi si jealous okay then mase baphinde bathi ke according to the Bible which we believe in polyandry is considered a sexual immorality like the marriage between people of the same sex and we shall by no means bless such relationship as a marriage kusho ke iAfrican Christian Democratic base nje no bona they won't officiate that marriage ngoba nje isexual immorality they won't bless so ukubona kwabo ke nakho ke lokho ke bathi ke according to the Bible angithi yabo then ke mase kuthi ke kube khona lapha ya enye i comment ayenzakalile it's the same thing that happens when she has one man she gets to decide who wants to sleep with at any given time at any and anyway women have far more stamina than men so azishe right so that comment iyenzakalile lapha yana ke ku social media right? Then u Home Affairs ke got a chance yokuthi ke uphenduleke nawo ke u Minister of Home Affairs u Oroni uthi ke he expresses a great disappointment over a war eyenzakalayo ke South Africa ngalomthetho. Uma sikhotha exactly ke amazwi akhe uthi it was with very deep disappointment that a national dialogue descended into a war of words about one and only one issue raised from a ministerial dialogue, right? So that was happening besifuna nje ukunikhombisa la Women's Web Show ukuthi ke lona isishaya umthetho ke sase South Africa njengoba kade kune debate yama MPs mayelana this nalomthetho lo othi ipolyandry ukuthi bathini ke. So far angakayibonike inhlangano lapha ya ethiyona iyavumelana nalesi senzo, zonke inhlangano ziyaphika zithi nje cha 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 ngeke kuze kuze kwenzeke. So ke siyathanda ukuzwa ke uvo lakho wena njengomlaleli nangombukeli we Car Radio ukuthi kutheni ukuphawula wakho. You can leave your comment laphayana ku social media page yethu ku Facebook uthi khona nje at Car Radio ukuthi wena kutheni ukubona kwakho ngepolyandry. It's kind of fun. Iyahlekisa, right?
So it's all about 50-50 ngoba lapha yasamthola ubona ngMatheba athi nje women should have the freedom to do whatever they want. So nje kumele nje sikhululeke because ngempela silimithiwe. But then sobona ukuthi kuyapi ngoba kuthiwa lapha yana ilo i-total ngepolyandry should be legal in South Africa. Ilontunjani total laba ba-agreeayo abavumelanayo bathi 43.67% abaphikisa ba 39.32% yeah siyawina.
Abasilomthetho awupase
ba 43.67%.
Wow.
Abathi ange uzulunge nje
ba
39.32%. So yazothini abantu besifazane baningi emhlabeni.
So keep on voting guys, ke kuzobonakala ke makuphela uJune. So far njengoba kade sitshelwe lady Knox ukuthi 43.67% uthi nje awuphasiswe lo mthetho, mese ke u 39.32% bathi nje bona cha lo mthetho lo awungaphasiswa. So before we close, there is a conversation that I saw that ngahleka yara, then I had to note it down. Uthi ke lo muntu wesifazane sizonishela sinilobole sinembese kugcacwe. So right, if indoda is CEO wemsebenzini izokushiya lapho, uma isila ekhaya fanele izazi ukuthi iyindoda yami. Actually this statement it's what abantu besilisa abahlezi besisho ukuthi ukuthi uyiboss lapha emsebenzini wakho kusala lapho uma usula unkosikazi. Imagine those words being said to you, right? Mase uthi lo omunye umuntu wesifazane uthi yena ngiyazimajina ke sengithi indoda ebuya ekseni angiyifuni, lama blokwe enanipintshayo angiwafuni.
Lethanga elilingana nesandla sa.
That's what they always say to us. Umuntu wesifazane nje mina obuyila ngaselishonile angimfuni. Umuntu ofazana ogqoka iy'ngubo ezimpintshayo yamalegeke angimfuni. So we will challenge a chance to sit on a chair and say lesi skinny jean sakho lesi angisifuni.
Ubone ukuthi amakepisi amaweave abo, like for real.
Yes. Indoda egqoka ikepisi angifuni, ngifuna indoda ibe yizambane.
Nyelo kengigunda lezi tayela zenzi ama afro lapha.
Uthi nje omunye I could imagine sengimbuza ngithi uzipintshela ukubuka abanye abantu besifazane lapha.
We are advertisers.
Then the last one, there is another woman that yes, he was saying, mina I can't wait njengoba ngisebenza eThekwini ngithi nje ngiyagoduka ngemakhaya ngiyokhetha indoda engizoyishada. Hayi, lamadoda azalengena lamadoda aseThekwini angena similo. Those things guys, when men they say them, actually basuke beyicabangela bona, but they don't know ukuthi enzani kumuntu wesifazane yabo ukuthi uthi wena hayi lamantu bazana sethekwina ngena simini but you've been dating these girls
yeah.
You've been sleeping with these